Let's say you're seeing somebody and you just need a little bit of help in the love department and you just don't know who to turn to. Everybody you know is biased in some way. Well, thank goodness there's the Love Doctors. You can go ahead and submit these on the Be on the Playhouse page at 194.com and we'll tackle them a time or two a week here on the show. Got three cases today. Love Doctors. Love Doctors, you're on the Love Gurus. What do you think of this, Amy Kay? I'm pretty sure my girlfriend thinks she found her engagement ring. The thing is, she doesn't realize my last girlfriend is somebody I proposed to and was rejected by her. I hung on to the ring because I always kind of secretly thought the relationship would work out eventually, but it never did, and then I was stuck with the ring. I probably should have sold it, but I hung on to it. Anyway, I noticed that it has been slightly moved around in the very private place where I have had it stored, and I wonder if she has spotted it and thinks I'm proposing. Do I bring it up that I think she should not be waiting at a proposal that I am not ready for yet at all?
I wouldn't bring it up, but I would get rid of the ring. Whether you want to sell it or maybe you just get it out of where you live. Put it at your mom's, put it at a friend's, get it out of there.
Yeah, but can you imagine though if like you were digging around or whatever in Steven's things like a year ago and you'd found a ring?
I'd set a bomb off, okay?
You would have thought that he was going to propose to you, right?
And if I found out what it was from an ex-girlfriend?
And it never comes. Like, should he bring up, like, listen, I should probably tell you something because it looks like maybe you might have found it. I do have this ring from an ex-girlfriend.
No, I would not bring it up because what if she didn't find it?
And then that's super
you're
awkward,
now
then.
Putting that out there. I would not do that yet unless she brings it up. If she says, whatever, what, there was a ring in here, what happened or something, then you could say, I'm really sorry you found that. Honestly, I've been meaning to get rid of it. That was from a previous relationship. I did get it out of the house now.
Or if she's really excited about it, surprise, honey.
No way. Well, he'd save money.
True. Love Doctors. Love Doctors. You're the Love Gurus. My friend is just heartbroken at her boyfriend breaking up with her. And I already knew for years this was going to happen. He's been around for 4 years, and I can tell you three of the four I knew this was eventually going to end because he was a terrible guy. I feel like I've mentioned that, but as she is whining and crying and being consoled, do I acknowledge that I always knew he was kind of a bad person?
No. Your friend needs you to be there and be supportive. Do not say that. It's your opinion. Keep it to yourself.
I mean, honestly, like, that's more for you than any, like, you'd be, like, getting that I told you so moment in there. What good does that really do her? What is she supposed to say to that?
Yeah, you're honestly just going to make her feel worse.
Like, oh, yeah, you're saying that I should have known better and you warned me. Thank you. Yeah, no good can come of that.
Not at all. Just keep that opinion to yourself.
And finally, Love Doctors. Love Doctors, you are the Love Gurus. My wife wants to go to Vegas for a girls' weekend with her friends. But most of these women are single, and it makes me really uncomfortable, and I'm worried about what they're going to do out there. How do I talk to her about my concerns without seeming super jealous or controlling?
I would just talk to her and tell her and say, I would love for you to go have fun with your friends. I'm just, the fact that they're all single kind of has me wondering what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And say, like, I trust you, but just the idea of you being there with them, it's bothering me. So I just wanted to talk to you. And I guarantee she's going to help calm your feelings and make you feel better.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you trust her and her character, you don't need to be overly concerned. Now, if there's, like, a specific friend, you're like, I'm just worried what that person's going to, you know, get you into. You said most of them are single. Not all of them. So that means there are other taken women there. I imagine in those situations, you tell me if I'm wrong, like if there's something super sketchy that they're going to get into, maybe the groups would divert a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Like the single girls will do this, the other girls will do this, maybe.
That's why I think you just bring it up. Say it's been on your mind. And then at least you get it out. She knows about it. And she'll talk to you about it. Don't keep it bottled up. Because then if you do, and then she's on the trip, I think you're just going to turn anything into a bad situation and you'll just start accusing or making judgments.
100% agree. Alternative idea, though, if you need it, you could always get a fake mustache or something, get a costume, and go on the trip and spy on them. Also an option.
I don't know if that is maybe the best. I would just bring it up to her.
You never like any of my ideas.
Do you think the mustache would really throw his wife off?
Yeah.
Whoa, you kind of look like my husband, but you have a mustache. You can't be him.